I've got a lot to say.
He's been good.
Put them together. He's been good. His my bottom line.
He's been good.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Don't sit down now. Don't you dare sit down now. You continue to stay up, stomping your feet and clapping your hands, because you got a testimony. I got a testimony. Everybody under the sound of my voice has a testimony how God has been good to them. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. He placed you on this call this morning. Don't think you did it by yourself. It's all because the goodness of God. God is inclining you to do the things that you're doing now. That's what happens when you love Him. This is when you're in a place where you're obeying Him. This is when you're in a place where you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. But everybody got a testimony. Good morning, Kenya. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Canada. Fiji, everybody that's under the sound of my voice. I am just so thankful and grateful that God thought about us this morning. He thought about us. He granted us new mercies, a new day, a new morning, a new dawning, so we can get up and just give Him all the honor, give Him all the glory, and thank Him for all that He does for us. I'm just sitting and letting you know that I am so excited that each and every time that God, I can see the sunlight, because I know that God loves me unconditionally. And I wake up every morning with the expectation of something great going to happen on this day. That's how good He is to me, knowing that any moment, any second, I can have a life-changing event in my life. Because why? Because He loves me. Why? Because He's faithful. Why? Because He's God all by Himself. And I'm just so grateful and honored to tell Him thank you on this morning. So I say again, good morning to each and every last one of you. It may be noontime, it may be evening, but guess what? It's God's timing. We are in His presence right now on one accord, and that is absolutely awesome on this faithful, fantastic Friday. So I'm just, again, grateful, excited, and just thankful for what He will do and what He can do if you just ask in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Would you please bring up this prayer? Minister Shakita, want to bring us in prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saints. Father God, as we come in, usher you to Spirit, God, we thank you, God, for this day, God. Waking us up this morning, God, it's a blessing itself, oh God. Bringing the presence of you, God, is an awesome experience, God. It's a blessing to be here with you, oh God, this day, oh God. As we fellowship and commune with one another, oh God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, continue, God, to pour into us like never before, oh God. Giving us the strength, God, to do your work like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for the day, oh God. We thank you, God, give us the guidance, God, the education, God, the wisdom, the knowledge, God, where we need, God, to step up to do your work today. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for the gift that you're giving us and you're pouring in our life, God. We thank you for the joy, God. We thank you, God, for the grace that you're giving us, God. We thank you for the mercy, God. We thank you, God, for the love, God. We thank you, God, for you, God. We thank you, God, for being you, God, for who you are, God, truly, God. Because you do the things that you do, God, that we know that we could uphold it, God, but we do this, God, wholeheartedly, God, with you, God, in our presence, oh God. You giving us the grace, God, to do any things that you do, that we're doing, God, in your presence, oh God. We thank you, God, as we continue, God, to lift you up like never before, oh God. We'll continue to stay in the presence of you like never before, oh God. Continue, God, to give us the strength, God. Continue to give the saints the strength, oh God, to endure the good race, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, like never before, oh God. We continue to stand strong, God, like rising up before God and be strong pillars and strong towers in your love, oh God. We thank you, God, for the gifts that you've given us, oh God. We thank you, God, for the gifts that you've given us, God, so we can strengthen our life, God, for the betterment of our life, oh God. We thank you, God. Continue, God, to pour in us like never before, oh God. Continue, God, to pour into the men and women of God so they can bring forth the word, oh God. Continue, God, to spread forth the word, God. Continue, God, and allow us to spread forth your word like never before, oh God. And allow the world know and the saints alone know that you are real and you are a true living God, God. And you are working miracles. You are working, you are working blessings, God. You do hear prayers, God, and you are manifesting the things that are real righteous right now, God. We thank you for this, oh God. And it's in your name, oh God. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus Christ. We pray forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Do you all hear the song that's playing in the background? It says it's what he's done. It's what he has done. And I can sit and give you a whole list of things. Yeah, I would take you all the way into eternity. But when I can sit talk about what God has done for me, even through my hard times, even through my good times, one thing about him, I know that he is good. And I'm able to sit and say, it's what he has done. And that reminds me of where on today. There is a place in the Bible, is Psalms 105. And one thing I like about Psalms 105 is it takes us back. It takes us a place. It takes us in the Bible where the writer talks about times and recall God's work. The work through the history. So I'm going to label this, it's what he's done. It talks about the different things that God has done in the past to show how wonderful he is, how faithful he is, and how loving he is of us. And also there are similar accounts that can be found about the same, how God is in Nehemiah 9 and as well as in Hebrew 11. Every time that a writer, a biblical writer, recounts stories from the past, I'm going to speak on me. It strengthens my faith. It strengthens my faith when I can go back and see what God has done. It strengthens my faith. It lets me, it allows me to make sure that I continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. It reminds me that because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. It reminds me that even if I'm walking on a crooked path, my path can be straightened. It reminds me that I may have been miry clay, but God took me to the potter house and he remolded me and he built me up to be the person that I am today. And the person that I choose to talk about today is in Psalms 105, it's verses 17 through 19, where we're reminded of Joseph and the unjust treatment that he received from his brothers. And you all know the story. They instead of killing him, they sold him into slavery. And then they went back and lied to the father and said that a wild animal had killed him. But in all reality, Joseph was purchased by Potiphar, who took him into his home. And Joseph did everything that he was supposed to do, a very faithful person. Have you ever asked yourself when you read the story about Joseph, why Joseph was always in a place of being promoted? Yes, he may have gotten so far and got thrown back and pulled back down, but he never gave up. His faith, he continued to always stay faithful to whatever the mission, whatever the assignment, wherever God had him at a certain time frame, he was still faithful to whatever. He still gave 100%. You're not going to show any place in his story where he complained about anything. Joseph was continuously faithful to whatever it was that God had for him. But and because of this, as I stated, he was rewarded. Another thing about Joseph, he always in his story He always was trying to help others. Even when he was in prison, he tried to help. Again, like I said, he never complained, and I want to get to that today. When you're in love with God and you become faithful to him and you realize that he loves you more than you can ever love him back, and you become committed and you become dedicated, and I'm talking to God, talking to those, the believers, those that believe that God is who he say he is, and you believe that you are who he say you are in his kingdom, and that's kingdom citizens, and you're striving in your life to get to a place sometimes where Joseph was. Because, see, Joseph never complained. Let's talk about having the right attitude. Sometimes you may be in a situation where you just seem so overwhelmed, you around so much negative all the time that you can't even think about positive. You cannot even think. Every time something may happen, you automatically go to a place, or something, you may have to do things over and over and over, and you start complaining. You get a bad attitude. You start rolling your eyes. You start doing different things. And see, that's not of God. I'm here to tell you right now, it's not of God. When you become committed to God, you become faithful, you become loyal. There is no place in the scripture that tells us that we're not going to go through trials and tribulations. There is nowhere in the scripture that tells us that we're going to go on a beach and watch the new horizon, or we're going to be Cinderella, come to the ball in a new ballroom, or click our feet like Dorothy and be someplace else. It's nowhere. Jesus went through some different things, but it was the attitude. And going back to Joseph, it was his attitude, regardless of whatever his circumstances were, whatever his situation was. Joseph still had an attitude of gratitude. Joseph still had an attitude of humility. See, God had to take him there, because if you go back and remember Joseph was a boaster. Joseph went before his brothers and started boasting about what God had done. He talked too much. He told his vision prematurely, and by him telling it and being a young boy, he was haughty. He was in a place where, yeah, this is what you're going to do for me, not in a place of humility. So God had to set aside some time to mold Joseph, because he already knew what his plan was for Joseph, just like he knows what his plan is for us. We, as a people, we hinder our own self, because remember, God is the way maker. He's the master planner. He's the one that gets us from A to B. He knew who we were while we were in our mother's womb. So therefore, he already has our destiny planned out. But as a people, we sit and we get into a place where our attitude is so ugly, or we get into a place where we're constantly complaining about things, when you really sit back and look over your life, you should be rejoicing, because you're not the same person that you was even maybe 2 days ago. Every single day in my life, and I'm telling you this, is because I'm looking for it. I look for a change in myself, because this is what I'm asking God for. You know why? Because I'm not Joseph, but I sure would love the benefits that Joseph received because of his attitude. I sure would love the benefits that people that's in my life right now, the way they're living and the way that they're growing and prospering, I sure would love that. So what do I need to do? I need to straighten myself up. I need to pay attention to my attitude. If I say that I'm faithful to God, if I'm grateful to God, if I'm loyal to God, if I'm committed to God, and notice I'm saying to God, that means that I need to have the right attitude towards God. And once I receive the right attitude towards God, because that's the person that I need approval from, then things will get better. So when you're going through your trials and your tribulations, it don't make no sense to curse God. It don't make no sense to be nasty and mean and ugly to your neighbors. You may be that way to your husband. You may your spouse. You may be that way to whomever come around you. You need to get yourself together and understand. And that's what I loved about David. Even when Potiphar's wife sat and accused him because he didn't want to get enter into an affair, his loyalty, hallelujah, was to Potiphar at that time, but most of all to God, because Joseph realized that mere man couldn't do anything to him. He had already been sold. He had already been into a pit. He had already lived in a dark prison. But during those times, it was the attitude for me. It is the attitude. And that's why I, myself, I try to make a conscious decision day by day to change something about my attitude, even if I don't feel like it, even if I feel like that I don't need to. Everybody has a change that they can change every day. And in order for us to get into a place where we can be prosperous, where we can be, where God can use us and he can be glorified, we have to be into a place where we can have a change. A change in our life. And that's exactly what Joseph did. Joseph's whole entire life changed. When Joseph's brothers came to visit him, it was so, Joseph's story is so unique that even when it was a time of famine, Joseph's brothers had to come to him. Joseph's brothers, Joseph didn't go looking for his brothers. Joseph didn't go out and vow that I'm going to repay them and vow. He knew what happened to him. He knew the hurt, the pain, the shame. He knew the ill treatment that he went through, but he didn't have malice in his heart where he was going to have set aside like some of us do. I'm gonna repay this person. I'm gonna do this. Joseph realized that God was on his side and God was the person that was going to handle, and that did handle his brothers, because when it was a state of famine, his same very brothers had to come back to him. And what type of attitude did Joseph display? He displayed a godly attitude. Folks, that's when those fruits of the Spirit come in. When you can have, when those spirits take over your natural attitude and you are able to display the fruits of the Spirit. And that's exactly what Joseph did. Joseph did everything all in one. Everything, especially that self-control. Can you imagine his brothers coming before him, talking to him, not knowing who he was, because God had then changed him, cleaned him up, put him in, remolded him, and put him in a high position because of what? His godly attitude, because of what? His faithfulness, because of what? His loyalty, his commitment. And this is where we need to be. See, we got so many brothers out in the world right now that's sitting and trying to take the people down that God has already built up, not knowing that God, it's nothing that you can do to somebody that God has picked up, remolded, shaped up, and put them on display for a time like this. It's nothing that you can do to God's people when the words that's coming out of their mouth is acceptable to them. It's nothing that you can do to God's people when they're living living holy and with no apology. And this is where Joseph was at. And this is why Joseph did not get brought down. Once God stopped bringing him up, and that's what I tell God, Lord, I thank you for having me in the Mary clay, but I'm holding on as you build me up. I want to tell somebody today, if you are down there right now today, don't you cry out for man to build you up. You better change your attitude and cry out for God to build you up, because he's the only person that can rebuild you to the person that he created you to be. See, we get into a place where we want to sit and just listen to what man say and disregard what God say. And once we listen to man, we start having all type of crazy motives coming behind us and listening to things that's not of God, unwisely counsel, and it puts us in a place. How do I know I didn't been there? I can't talk about something that I've no place that I've never been. See, I wish long ago that I had the godly attitude that Joseph had, because see, I just know deep down in my soul that if I would have had a godly attitude and took the negativity and stopped holding on to the unforgiveness, I would be so further in my life at this time. If I would have let go of my tactics and my shenanigans and stopped serving Satan and served the only one and true living God, I would have been so much further in my lifetime right now. I truly believe that the asthma that affects me in this season right now would truly be gone if I would have just totally surrendered all. But see, because I didn't, I gotta go ahead to go back around the mountain like the Israelites did and wait for and show God that I'm loyal, I'm dedicated, I'm committed to whatever it is that you have for me, Father. Let me show you. I had to show again. It has to be a show and tell. It's not what I say. It has to be a show and tell situation, and it shall be gone. Because that's what my belief is now. But I understand that I had to turn my negativity into a godly attitude. Over to you, Minister Chiquita.
Good morning, Saint. It goes back to self-saint. What are we doing to allow God in our life to pour in us, to lift us up to a plateau to where we can be of a substance and we can be of good for the Lord? What are we doing to stop it, saints? We have to remove the things out of our life, saints. Because in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. Then you will call unto me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me, and you will seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, saints." This is the place where you want to be. You want to nurture your relationship with God to where when you call on to him, he answers you. Call on him, he wants to find him. That's the place where you want to be, saints. Clear yourself of all the old things of yourself. You know right from wrong. Shouldn't nobody have to pump and prime you for the Lord? You should want it so bad that it's a hunger in your soul. It's a hunger in your belly for it, because you know that it's something different that you can try, that you'll try all things and nothing works before, saints. See, we have to get out of the way of the Lord and allow the Lord to do the work in our life. We can't be stagnated. We cannot continue to be stagnated. We have to grow into the Lord, nurture our relationship, find the things in us that's not right. Seek God wholeheartedly. Lay yourself down in front of the cross and let God know what's wrong with you, and allow him to work on those things in your life. Work on those things to remove those things out of your life so you can be in a blessed place, saints. So you can have a blessed life, saints. That's what it's about, saints, being blessed. Removing things that's not of the Lord out of the way, so you can continue to be blessed. So you won't have to, like evangelists say, go back around that mountain over and over and over again and have your life stagnated and not be obedient to the word like Joseph was. If Joseph had done something different, he had been disobedient to the Lord. He had been mean and rude to his brothers when he came back, which most of us get discord in our heart when someone do us wrong. He would have not been what God chose him to be. He would have not have walked into his blessed place. He would have still been out there, sold into an area in a wilderness place, in a dark place, but he was obedient. We have to be obedient, saints. We have to be obedient to the word of God. We have to be obedient to the things that we're going through. We have to seek him no matter what, when all things are going, when no matter what is going on around us, you have to stay strong in faith and seek God no matter what. He's truly the word, the truth, and the light. He's the guiding force of our life. He's the guiding ordinance of our life. He has the plans for us. He cannot show you the plans because we, as people, our flesh will allow us to do things that knock us out of those blessings. So if you was going to win $100 million in October, God's not going to show you that right now because you're going to start to act a certain way that'll knock that blessing out of the way. So, saints, you don't want to do that. So you want to continue to stay in the blessed place at all times, seeking his face and keeping your faith, building your faith up strong so you don't have to walk in the wilderness, worry about the things in your life going wrong, or worry about anything that's around you that could do you any harm, because God has the protection force. He is the protecting force around you. Back to you, God.
Praise the Lord, Minister Chiquita. Before I turn it over to Apostle Temple, I will say this, is that Joseph allowed God to vindicate him. He allowed God to vindicate his situation. A lot of us get into a situation where we feel like that we have to vindicate. We have to do this. We have to do that. But God is the vindicator. God is the one that can change it and make it good, make it better. Joseph told his brothers what man meant for evil, God turned it to good. See, Joseph gave God the recognition. He acknowledged that God, all through his walk, he acknowledged that God was his helper. He acknowledged that God was the person that sustained him through his times of trouble, his trials, his tribulations, through his hurt, his pain, through the times that he was even forgotten and other people were elated before him. But don't get me wrong. See, that's why we have to be into a place where we understand that it is a process. God has a process for us. We just need to stay on the straight and narrow path and stay in his will and allow him to elevate us to a place that he knows that we should be. Joseph had gotten to the place that the only person that he had to answer to was the Pharaoh. That's how Joseph was low down in the pit, and at the end of his story, he was at the top, second in command, doing the thing, ruling a land and making a thing of allowing people all over the land to eat. He had then learned how to take directions, to follow instructions. He became disciplined, and most of all, he knew who his God was. And this is where you and I need to be. Over to you, Apostle Temple. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless all of you. You know, this story has so much of substance, and it has so much of depth in it to where it just really blow your mind. I just want to just be on just for a short time, and I just want to talk to a select group of individuals. I just want to talk to individuals that trying to achieve things out of life. They trying to achieve things out of life. They trying to gain things out of life. You know, they trying to gain. Their spirit is very into a place to where they want to prosper more than where they are now in this life. I'm talking about the natural life, amen? Many of you are very prosperous spiritually, but you are in a struggle naturally. And you got to understand that a lot of people, especially a lot of Christians, we be trying to push that to the side and say, well, that ain't the center. Well, it might not be the center of our walk, or it might not be the center of our love, but as at the end of the day, it is a necessity need of life, amen. And what you consider, and this is where you people, saints of God, don't allow people to put thoughts and put things in your head to what necessity of life means to you, and they'll take their meaning and put it on you, and as it means to you. You might want the finest thing. There's nothing wrong with that. The Bible talking about his riches and his glory. Amen. You might want, and whatever you call his finest things, well, that's what it calls to you. And you got to understand, it's about who. It's about you. And the things that you want to achieve out of life, it's about who. It's about you. Amen. And you cannot judge, or don't allow people to judge you about your achievement and what you want to achieve out of life. I could care. It doesn't matter what financial level in life that you are on. You still got some type of bill. You still got to pay something. Amen. And I'm not talking about people that is homeless or out in the street, out in the streets for my next contest that I'm finna say, but even that situation, you know, even if they want to go into a store and get something here and there, they have to do what? You have to pay. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what financial level or where you at in life, you're going to end up have to pay for something. Amen. But it's your level or what you want to play for or what you want to gain or achieve. It's up to you. Amen. You're going to have to work for some. It doesn't matter what level or financial level you are on. Amen. You need income, or you need supplemental income or some type of income to come in your life. Amen. I don't care who you are. Even people that are, you know, they'll fall bad on their luck and they're homeless, and you got people that has different issues. They, you know, you got people like panhandlers. They are, you know, many of you don't experience individuals that stands on the corner and they hold up signs and they ask them for some money or whatever donation you can give. Amen. At the end of the day, that's some of their job. Some of them, that's how they get the couple of finances that they need for it to be satisfying to them. $5 all day to them probably be satisfying to them. $10 all day might be satisfying to that individual, but it not satisfied. It might not be satisfying to you because of your level of life or what you're trying to achieve or your drive, amen, that you're trying to gain. I said all that to set the stage, might set the stage, because in this contest, a lot of people don't go into this area, but this is strictly business. It's not nothing personal, but it was business with God. It was business with Pharaoh, and also it's business, my God, it was preparing Joseph for business, amen, to become a businessman at the end, a successful individual, amen. It was all strictly business. It wasn't nothing personal, but it was just business. You got to understand something for individuals that got a dream and individuals that has visions, amen. It's, my God, things that God probably take you through. It ain't nothing personal. It's business. But it's when we start having personal issues, we would get out of, my God, the business mindset or what we should be focused on and begin to focus on the things. And God cannot do things. Or put it this way, the opportunity that God has for you, it won't work for you. It probably work against you than it is for you because of your outlook and how you still holding on and dealing with things. You got to understand, when they threw Joseph in the tomb, amen, when they threw him and left him for dead, it wasn't personal, it was business. God allowed that to happen. Why? Because every successful individual, every business person that is successful, they don't learn how to be successful from the pit. They don't learn how to be successful from the gutter. And they have that inside of them, and they are not going to allow anything to take them back to the gutter, take them back to the pit. They see, Joseph's brother thought they was doing something, amen, that they were trying to eliminate somebody. But they just don't know what they did. They helped him to pack his bag, shipped him off to college, amen, and left him in a college dorm so he could get a college degree where he can master that class. Y'all about to hear me? And that's his business and economic class that he had to go to school and master, amen. Then once he mastered that class, he walked in his career. What, my God, my God, my God. Why he had to go go through. See, this is things that people eliminate and blame things on the devil. He went from a tool to he went to a slave. Y'all hear me? He went from a free individual to an individual that is thrown in a pit, left for dead. From that individual, rescued by slave owners, took them into a prison where he was sold as a slave, amen, and he stayed there. And at the end of the day, watch this, he could have got bitter, he could have had so much anger, he could have went in that place and got with the guards and wrestled with them because he shouldn't be there. He did what? He humbled himself down, and in a prison, God taught him, my God, he began to learn how to be a supervisor. He began to learn how to manage. He began to learn how to watch and manage people, amen, and steward in a prison. See, many of you judging where you are, other than you need to work where you are, because it's not about where you are, it's about where you're going. Y'all about to believe that. It's about where you're going. Stop looking at your situation as if it's a situation that is bad. You got to look at your situation. Let me just shut up, calm myself down, relax, and just go along with the flow. If God got me in this place, I'm gonna make this place the best place it could possibly be. If God don't allow this to happen, well, I'm gonna get the good out of this place that I could possibly get. Because why? I don't look as a setback, but I look at it as if it's an opportunity to get set up. Y'all best to hear me. As a comeback, this wasn't nothing. It was strictly business. From the prison cell, now he had to go into one of the high general, amen, and begin to manage what? Property. So what God had to say, well, son, now you master how to build from the gutter. See, many of you trying to get on top on something to where you don't understand how to manage, my God Almighty, where you at right now. You want $1 million, but you don't know how to manage $2, amen? God said, first, before you could take appreciative, or you can appreciate, my God, $1,000, you need to learn how to appreciate $5. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Joseph had to appreciate and how to manage the gutter before God set him into a place and learned how to manage royalty. What was the royalty? The royalty, my God, one of the high general soldiers of Pharaoh, my God, Joseph had to go there to manage and to be the boss, y'all about to hear me, that is in charge over that individual estate. So now he don't move up, my God, from associate degree, he don't move up to a bachelor degree. He graduated from associate, and now he went out to his bachelor degree. Now, in his bachelor degree, it got much harder. My God, he thought, my God, well, this is going to be easy. We're in a new place. I got all this here. I'm not in a prison. I got nice stuff. I got all this stuff going on. I have to manage, now learn how to manage what? Luxury. See, you got to manage, learn how to manage quality, amen? And watch this. Not all quality, amen, is going to work for you. And sometimes when God places you on that level to learn how to manage quality, what's going to, sometimes it will turn on you, amen? God going to let you see, my God, Joseph had to understand, even though he done made it to a new place, but if something don't turn on him, are you still going to go back and have bitterness and anger and have all these issues in your life? See, some things, it's not a setback. You just on another level, and you just looking where you are and not realizing you much further than where you are. Amen? Joseph, my God, the man of God's wife, or the general's wife, was coming after Joseph. Joseph ain't had nothing to do with it, because why? It wasn't about them. He didn't want to get in trouble with God. He didn't want to upset with God. Hey, listen, he wasn't finna deal with none of that stuff, my God, other than, my God, he didn't want to get upset or get in trouble with who? With the Lord for messing up. See, many people don't look at that, amen? That's why I tell folks, stop looking at people. You talking about supervisors, owners, you go and do your job to the fullest as if, as and scripture declares, it's unto the Lord. Because at the end of the day, it's not about them. Long as I keep my hands clean, they could try to set you up. They could push you out. But baby, let me tell you something. When you walk truthfully, when you walk holy, they cannot stop the doors that will be open. They cannot stop the opportunities that are going to come in your life. They cannot stop. That's why I tell you, don't you go there. Don't you go in that area. Don't worry about that. Amen. You can deal with it, but don't put too much energy on that. Because why? They cannot stop the opportunities, my God, that God will open up. What happened? He went back to the cell. Amen. Then another opportunity. Now it's time for him to graduate. It's time for him to graduate college. It's time for him to graduate business school. It's time for him to get ready to walk in where? His career. Because he went back to the same place that he came from, but he didn't allow bitterness or upsetness get him in the heart. Amen. Some of us get so bitter, I don't want to talk to that person. I ain't dealing with these folks no more. I ain't going to deal with nobody. I try to help everybody. And everybody always stab me in my back. They always do this here. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do that no more. That's the same way Joseph could have been when they found out that he has a gift of interpreting dreams. He could have been so bitter, so upset from the place that he's at and not seeing where he's going to go or seeing the opportunity. So many of us think we miss the opportunity because we too busy having a pity party about, oh, they just don't talk about me. They just don't lie to me. They just don't stab me in my back. I can't do that no more. I don't trust y'all folks no more. I don't trust nobody no more. Ah, no, no, no. I've got to, but no. You're lucky that God told me to pray for my enemies. Ah, he's going to make my enemies my footstool. Yes, it is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the tune that we be keep going constantly round the circle, and we missing opportunities. We missing, my God, you got to understand, somebody that was in trouble brought the opportunity to who? To Joseph to save them. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for who? For the just. But if you in wicked, how can the wealth be laid up for you? Amen? My God Almighty, these men that so-called supposed to be Pharaoh's spiritual advisor, they could not operate. See, listen, you got to understand something, saints. Don't worry about the fakes and the perpetrator. Let them go head on. It's going to come a time to where they got to put their money where their mouth is. It's either you going to produce, my God, or you can't produce. You got to understand, fakeness it will last for so long. Then it's going to come to the real deal and the real thing. You need to hush up, be positioned, and just wait on your opportunity and keep it real. Because they had, watch this, fakeness had to go and find the real thing because fakeness was in trouble and fakeness could have, my God, was ready to get ready to face death, amen, because of their nonsense. And fakeness had to go and find what? The real thing. Can I tell y'all something just for a shout moment? But can I tell y'all something? Baby, you got to stay real. Stay real, brother. Stay real, sister. Because fakeness is looking for you. Because fakeness done got itself in some trouble. And fakeness trying to find you to help bail it out. All them lies that have been told on you, you got to stay real. Because at the end of the day, the same ones that don't try to stab you in your back is the same ones that going to need you to help pull them out. Don't look at where you are, but take it where you're going. Joseph had to go to Pharaoh, amen, and interpret, watch this, interpret a business plan and a business move to who? Pharaoh. He already got his business. Joseph got his business degree in the gutter. So now it's time for him to get hired. My God. So he was on a work interview, my God, without him knowing that he was on a work interview. So what Joseph had to do, he had to interview by doing a work questionnaire or a test, amen, to get his what? His job that he was already in college or in a degree or in the gutter learning how to produce.
job out of here, hear me up in here. Amen. And Joseph, what? He passed his final exam, and as he passed the test, he had a career, because Pharaoh said, I'm finna appoint you over this. And he had a 14-year business plan that he had to produce, watch this, to Pharaoh with the help of who? With the help of the Lord. A 14-year, 7 years, my God Almighty, of good season and 7 years of famine. That was a 14-year business plan, a 14-year, my God. And this is what's messed a lot of us saints up. Amen. We have goals, but we don't want the discipline to reach towards our goals. Y'all hear me? We got these visions, but we don't have a plan, don't have a strategy. We don't want to stick by to reach it. What Joseph said, he said, listen, my God, God's showing us 14 years business plan, 7 years of the good years, we're going to store up, we're going to put up, we're going to save up, we're going to plant all we're going to plant, we're going to harvest all we're going to harvest, we're going to do everything, we're going to build whatever we got to build, we're going to put up what we got to put up, we got to put the people to work for something that means something other than building your statues all the time. We got to put the people to work that something going to save their life, amen, other than something going to promote you, amen, because the other business plan, that 7 years of famine, amen, we have enough saved up to where we could take care of all the country. They could come and buy from us. So now, watch this. In this 7 year of famine, we have a thing that in business, what we call supply and demand. I have the supply, and my God, and it's a demand for my supply, or it's a demand for my product, and if you want my product, you're going to have to come and purchase what the value that I say is worth. Y'all about to hear me up in here. And now watch this. Joseph done took a kingdom, or he done took a palace, and watch this. He done up the revenue, done increase. Everything done increase because of what? That 7 year, that 14-year business plan that he done learned how to manage. He done learned how to manage people where? He didn't just start a manage people with managing people to look oversee their harvest and what they storing up. He was already learning how to manage people in the gutter. He just started to oversee royalty. Amen. Once he got in Pharaoh camp or Pharaoh house, he didn't just start to manage that. He already was managing that and learned how to manage royalty and luxury in, my God, what? In Pharaoh high general house. He already knew about how crooked people was and how crooked people be, so he had to walk with wisdom with people. He understand how to walk with wisdom with people on that level, because why? He knew the lie that general wife done told on him and tried to get him executed because she tried to cover up her nonsense and her mess. Amen. Listen, saints of God, get a plan. Amen. All that the evangelist was saying, exactly what we need. We need to have good attitude. We need to listen. We need to humble ourselves. We need to stop saying, Lord, me. And also, we need to get goals. We need to get a plan. Amen. Some of you families, stop spending. Amen. You will never reach the place that you're going to reach, amen, if you try to take care of everybody. Amen. Get to the place where you trying to get first before you could trickle down and begin to take care of everybody. Watch this. Joseph wasn't able to help his family out, my God, in the dungeon, in the tomb. It's once he done graduated, he's walking in his career. Now he got authority to begin to put different things, say different things. And now watch this. The dream that he had as a young boy or a little boy, amen, now the dream manifests, my God, years later down the road. Sometimes what God show you, it's a process, and it might not happen until 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road. And in that time, he's trying to prepare you to get to that point where he don't show you. Amen. For you could be what? A blessing to others. Now you're able to walk. He didn't have all that bitterness in that heart. Amen. He was so overjoyed and all that with his family and all that kind of stuff there. Amen. And now he becomes a blessing to them and nothing that nobody could do about it. Why? Because his position in life is nothing to be said. If you really look at this, my God, Pharaoh pretty much made him equal to him. He pretty much running a palace, amen, or running a kingdom that he did not build. He did not put a word. The wealth of the wicked is laid up. It's a turnaround happen. The question is, what are you doing in the midst of that transition for God to place you as the head and not the tail? Families, church people, get goals, get business plan. You want a house. See what it needs to take for you to begin to work towards the house. Finances that you need to save up. Amen. Begin to work for something that is valuable. Stop trying to wait on the Santa Claus God to drop something in. He's giving you the resource. He's giving you opportunity. You got to put together what Joseph had to do, even though God gave him that opportunity that he wanted, but his character had to be appropriate. My God, his humbleness had to be appropriate. And he had to know what he was doing. Amen. God wasn't there always to say, well, Joseph, do it this way, do it that way. Take that, take that, take that. God gave him instructions. He had to be the one to apply it with wisdom. It's going to take you, amen? And you got to have something in you so you can operate correctly. Some of you all, God is trying to place people in your life to teach you and redirect you and correct you, amen? And here you are with all these, all you're doing is hurting yourself. You just hurting yourself. I know what I'm doing. I know. And some of you got so much of pride to where you don't even want to reach out for help because you think you got it and you know what you're doing, but constantly in the same old position, always right back to the same old place, and all you got is some excuse why I got over. Well, I got back over here because, you know, I was just trying to do something good, and I was just trying to go over here, and, you know, and it wasn't even like that. It wasn't like that, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're going to get God back. No, you taking life and you taking your opportunity and you taking your season that God got you in for granted. You don't know if it's going to come back around. You don't know. The Bible in Proverbs tells us live every day like it's our last. You don't know. Amen. Stop trying to live for everything else, your good and true Christian self. Amen. And begin to understand that God trying to push you through college so you can graduate and walk into your spiritual and natural career so you can live life to the fullest. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen, Apostle. I appreciate it. Listen, saint, I love that analogy he just gave about that college. That's nothing but the Holy Spirit that can put something in a person's mind like that to just break it down so everybody can understand it. We just want what's best in Apostle. We just thank you for being who you are and just distributing the word so you make it plain and clear, and we're just so grateful and
Amen.
Thankful for that. And I know I can speak for everybody that's on this line because that's what we need. We need to hear
Amen.
It plain. We need somebody in this day and time that's going to break it down to help us, because there's so many people still out there calling out for help and don't get it because everybody's too big to give it. Yeah, you know, and that's
Amen.
The beauty. That's what God has placed in you. I'm going back to help my people. I'm going back. I'm
Amen.
Not leaving anybody behind. So I just want to thank you for being who you are and being that person.
You know what, Evangelist? The piece that I love about the help that Joseph did with his family came with humbleness and repentance. Once he revealed who he is, they didn't come with arrogance. They didn't come, you know, being snobby, and they didn't come unappreciated or hurt. And Joseph, he understood that it was the plan of God that things happened the way it did. He understood that. And they humbled themselves down, not only for the apology, and they are so sorry and so grieving in their heart for what they did, but also they humbled themselves down in respect of now his position. See, some people
have grievance in their heart and they have guilt of what they've done to you, but they don't respect who you are now. Y'all hear me? They don't respect who you are now. They don't respect. I'm sorry that at the end of the day, because if you say, no, I'm not doing that because of what, you got to understand God placed you in a position now with your resource and prosper, your life going to prosper. So you make the decision. And you, God placed Joseph in a place to where he was, he had to take orders and he had to take commandments, my God. So now he positioned where he give the same supervisors or the same guards that was over him, he become over, oh, Jesus. See, you got to be careful how you do people. You got to be careful how you handle people in their time of preparation or in their season as they're going through. Because that same person that is you handling all kinds of ways is to be the same person will be your overseer, will be your boss, be the same person you have to go through, my God, to get your own blessing. You got to understand that. And that's why it's good to walk in repentance. It's good to walk in humbleness. Get yourself together. Because I believe if the brothers seen them and they came with the arrogance again, they came with all that kind of stuff, I believe the story be talking about something differently. I believe the story. Because now, watch this. He didn't need the support of the brothers no more. This brother already got support on everything around him. As soon as he snap his fingers, they move it. Y'all about to hear me. So it wasn't nothing that they could give him other than that family and family love. All he just wanted, and he didn't want nothing else. Amen? By them humbling themselves and seeing their faults and embracing where he's at, what he was trying to tell them in the dream, how they gonna bow, how these scrolls of hay bowed down before him, and they thought he was crazy, but what they doing now, they couldn't do nothing, because he the king, and the so humbleness and submission, amen, and not show that you're a threat. What did people do back then? They bow, amen, they bow to show they're submiss, they submitted, they're not no threat. I honor you, I respect the king, amen. So we have to understand that. And don't put yourself in a position to where you feel as though you have to, God don't bless me, now I feel guilty if I don't turn around. No, they have to earn. They have to, just like you had to earn, just like Joseph had to earn. Don't be just this free-willing, giving individual that folks did not earn. They have to earn it. And if they want it, they have to learn just like he learned. Learn like you learned. Amen? Then you can be a blessing and opportunity. God do me like that with people in a season. Certain season, God put people around me and deal with them in season. God to come back and check on a relationship and see where people's at, see where the relationship's at, see where the progress at. And if a person is just so disrespectful, didn't learn all that kind of stuff, now God begin a separation. Because why? They have not earn the gift of what you are, or the quality that you point out, and that you trying to take them by the help of the Lord. So you got to use wisdom. You got to use wisdom, and you got to be obedient. The brothers humbled themselves, not only when they was in the midst of somebody of authority, but once they realized who the person was in authority with. They were so apologetic. They were so hurt. They were so grateful. It was like a bag bust open, and they couldn't do nothing but weep and cry out. Amen. Once they realized who he was, they were so thankful. So you got to understand something. Your enemies will hurt more than you hurt, because now what should have killed you, it didn't did nothing but help grew you. I'm out this time. God bless you.
God bless you all. We thank you for just you all for staying on and listening. Trust and believe the Holy Spirit wants you to hear everything that you have heard so you can receive it, not just receive it, apply it to your life. I'm thankful and grateful that I am a part of the teachings and the wisdom that God is displaying at this time. So we thank you all for coming on. We will be back on Sunday morning for our Sunday services. Sharing is caring. Invite somebody. This is a season that God is spreading out his word, and he is spreading it out in spirit and truth. It's nothing fraudulent about it. So come on out on Sunday morning and just know that ABM loves you, but God loves you most. Have a excellent weekend, knowing that God will never leave you nor forsake you, and he's already went ahead. All you need to do is walk right there with him. We love you. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Oh, Lord.